Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from Dr. Salika Duxworth-Lawton about the Chippewa Valley Martin Luther King Remembrance Celebration to be held virtually tomorrow, spanning some 8.5 hours from noon until 8:30. She also takes us behind the scenes to explain the Black Lives Matter Silence Equals Violence virtual exhibit, which is currently accessible at the Pablo Center website. That and more ahead in the next 15 minutes on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Dr. Salika Duxworth-Lawton, she joined us back in June, and we've got her back today here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGL Radio. To properly introduce her, she's a professor of African American and military history at UW-Eau Claire. I kidded her about getting her doctorate at Ohio State. She's a native of Louisiana, actually. And she's also president of Uniting Bridges as well. And I ask her to explain Uniting Bridges.
We are a 501c3 incorporated organization. We put on the MLK and the Juneteenth. But we also act to bridge racial, gender, and other differences in the Chippewa Valley. We want to keep the Chippewa Valley welcoming and inclusive. Mm-hmm. So we work with other organizations, and we work with the city of Eau Claire, especially, but now we're branching out and working with the county and some other organizations in order to help people mediate and manage, especially racial conflict. We're leading the Towards One Wisconsin, and we are now going to take a leading role with the Transformation Project.
So the Chippewa Valley 2021 Martin Luther King Remembrance Celebration will begin at noon tomorrow and stretch until 8:30. It's a virtual event. It'll be live streamed on Paragon and Facebook Live on the King Remembrance Program for Eau Claire, Wisconsin Facebook page. This event will include history, learning, and trainings, culminating in a conversation about race and racism at 5 o'clock and a musical tribute at 7. You can learn more about how you can register at the WWIB Facebook page. Interspersed throughout the day will be short discussions on the continued relevance of Martin Luther King Jr., the musical presentations and features of the artwork, and artists of the Black Lives Matter Silence Equals Violence art exhibit, accessible online, again, virtually, at the Pablo Center website. And we asked Salika Duxworth-Lawton to tell us more about that.
Well, Rose Dolan Neal invited me to co-curate it, and I'm really, really honored to do it. A lot of the pieces are very powerful, and I think one of the most important things, when you're looking at those pieces, if you know anything about the history of the Harlem Renaissance or the 1960s, a lot of those pieces could have come straight out of that day. In many ways, it's a commentary on how far we've come and how far we have to go, if that makes sense. And I think the centerpiece of it is a large street scene where we see officers who are Black, white, and Asian. We see people who are of multiple races. And we see what nonviolent protest looks like. So one of the big threads going through this is nonviolent protest. But also, this contextualizes this time that we're in. And it's meant to be an exhibit that will help to teach us about the humanity of both sides.
And so I'm curious to have you go deeper in terms of, you talk about how far we've come and how far we have to go as people hear this on the eve of Martin Luther King Remembrance Day. I mean, go deeper for us with your perspective. How far have we come and how far do we have to go?
Well, I mean, as I'm looking at the polls, and I work with statistics and history, you have to understand. 1962, the majority of whites in the United States did not think that African Americans should have equal rights. Now, what's scary, I mean, we went from 32% to about 53% today, which is a majority, but it's only a bare majority.
Only 53% of people believe African Americans should have equal rights today?
Equal enforcement. That's Pew. That's the Pew Trust, and that's a problem.
So, what do the other 47% believe?
they believe the stereotypes. They believe that we are lazy and don't work hard and don't deserve enforcement. And that's a problem. That is a big problem. I mean, this is the problem of segregation. When you're in an all-white space or an all-black space or an all-Asian space, it's really easy to otherize other people. And going to the Gospels, this is Matthew 25, where Jesus is telling us not to otherize the marginal, not to otherize people, and to make of an enemy our friend, not to have these pre-existing biases against them, if that makes sense. Segregation makes it easier for us to see other people as inferior, to see other people as not deserving of the same rights that we have, to not recognize the humanity and not recognize the citizenship. And we're going to have to address that. We're going to have to address the stereotypes that people in the city have of people in rural areas, but also the stereotypes that people have in these segregated spaces.
I've been to a number of the events that we've had from both the university to coming to St. James Catholic Church, and now it's going to be different this year. I mean, you must like marathons, because like an 8.5-hour virtual deal. Tell us about the unique aspects of this year's MLK Remembrance.
We have the live panels, which are unique this year, especially Josh Call, who is our Wisconsin AG, will be on the First Amendment Race and Civility panel. And this really gives people in the Chippewa Valley who register through Paragon a chance to ask questions of one of our elected officials. So I think that's very important. The head of the Wisconsin NAACP is giving us a taped message and is talking about how all of these groups can work together, but also how false information and false accusation, which is something we really have had to deal with, hurts us all, and especially hurts Black Americans.
So as we look at the program for tomorrow, and again, you can go to the WWIB Facebook page and you'll find the link to the program for tomorrow where you can register via Paragon. And again, it's going to be on the Uniting Bridges Facebook Live tomorrow. But at the same time, at 12 noon, the welcome and the reading of the letter from Birmingham Jail, very famous from Martin Luther King Jr., 12:15, a live panel. How does the history of the Klan in the Chippewa Valley affect us today? At 1 o'clock, a discussion on anti-Semitism and racism. We saw some of this flaring up at the recent riots at the Capitol. Some ugly clothing I'm looking at right here in terms of a T-shirt, 6MWE, which stands for 6 million wasn't enough. A Holocaust reference to the 6 million Jews killed wasn't enough. As tragic and awful as that is, that kind of mindset is still a reality, and so a discussion on anti-Semitism and racism at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on this virtual Martin Luther King observance. Then at 1:35, the Transformation Project, which I asked Dr. Duxworth Lawton to explain more about.
Well, the Transformation Project is a private-public partnership. This is Chamber of Commerce, City of Eau Claire, Uniting Bridges, a number of nonprofits, and it will be to look at how we can root out things like covert racism, prejudice, and become a more welcoming area. Some of our businesses have had problems keeping skilled labor here because some of our citizens, to be honest, have been rude and nasty to them in public and have stereotyped them in public. So this is an attempt for us to, it's a community-led attempt for us to work at helping our citizens who, shall we say, can be willfully ignorant sometimes, mm-hmm. learn how to live with this changing world.
The program continues tomorrow at 2, a live panel on race and religion, and that'll stretch for some time. And I talked more with Dr. Duxworth Lawton about that. Yeah, one of my favorite reads on this, Philip Yancey wrote a book called Soul Survivor, and it's the people, the individuals who helped his faith survive having grown up in a racist church in the South. And chapter one is on Martin Luther King. I like to go back to it each MLK day, and he talks very honestly about recovering from an abusive church, a racist church. His brother left the faith, to my knowledge, hasn't come back. Yancey's a highly celebrated writer in Christendom, but it just is very real to me. And I think it, hopefully it's a watershed day for people to return to, you know, favorite books and kind of center themselves, right?
I hope so. I really hope so. Mm-hmm. I'm recommending people look at Stride Towards Freedom, which is MLK's first book. And he talks about his crisis of faith when he was first faced with violence against his house and against his wife and baby daughter. And he says he sat at his table and he prayed and God told him, "Fear not, I will be with you always." And that's what gave him the strength to embrace nonviolence and to go through. So I'm hoping people will go back to these books. The library is having the one read on Isabel Wilkerson's Caste book, and I recommend that book. But there's several books out there that talk about how we in the Christian community need to embrace Christ's message more than a message of power, the seductive evil of the message of power and clericalism.
After the 2 o'clock live panel on race and religion tomorrow, the Martin Luther King Remembrance in the Chippewa Valley virtually, we'll have a discussion on race, civility, and the First Amendment at 3:45. We heard earlier Attorney General Josh Call will be a part of that. A conversation in color discussion, ABCs of Racism, is at 5. At 6:05, it's a presentation, Fighting Disinformation. And then at 7, Converge Radio presents We're Still Dreaming. So quite a packed day from 12 until 8:30. Come when you can, leave when you must. Dr. Duxworth Lawton says she worked with others in putting tomorrow's program together.
I put it together with Ed Hudgens from Converge and Adam Acula from CoLab. And, yeah, you can tell that I'm involved. There's panel. But we tried to have academic and non-academic in there. We wanted this to not be academics talking to each other. We wanted this to be the information that the community needed.
And again, virtual gives a wonderful opportunity for this to be accessible far and wide. And yet at the same time, there's been a real power of gathering, and hopefully in the future that can occur again, right?
We are hoping. We've put in a permit for Juneteenth in person to the city of Eau Claire, and we are being told that they think we'll be able to have large gatherings by June 19th. So we're praying and we're crossing fingers.
And finally, what is Dr. Duxworth Lawton hoping that people will take time to ponder on Martin Luther King Day tomorrow?
I am hoping that they'll see that we've been here before and we have ways of coming out, but we're going to have to come together to do that. I'm hoping we give them some hope. I'm hoping we give them some tools. And I'm hoping we give them some help. Mm-hmm. You know, especially some tactics for dealing with the people who are resistant. But especially some hope. I think we need some hope in this environment of problems. It's been such a wacky start to the year. And people need to understand we've been here before and we will survive it.
Again, Dr. Salika Duxworth Lawton, the president of Uniting Bridges and the professor of African American and Military History at UW Eau Claire, our guest on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, you can learn more about tomorrow's program, 8.5 hours. I mean, come when you can, leave when you must. Go to the WWIB Facebook page. You'll find information there on it. Learn how you can register and watch this, or at the Uniting Bridges Facebook page as well. They'll be covering it through Facebook Live. Thanks so much for listening. If you missed any part of it, you can check it out at the WWIB podcast at WIB.com. Again, the preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.